Portugal is still recovering from its deadliest fire on record. And now, after 64 people were killed in June, the toll continues to climb from the country's latest fires. Firefighters are battling 50 blazes and a similar number are burning in neighbouring Spain. Patricia Gaspar from Portugal's Civil Protection Agency says the danger is far from over.
Obviously, we would like to present our deep condolences to the families of these victims. As you know, Sunday was a day when all records registered this year were beaten. We reached the maximum of 524 fires, and today, since midnight, we've already registered a total of 110 fires.
Portugal's government has asked for international help. It's also declared a state of emergency in territory north of the Tagus River, about half of its landmass. The former hurricane Ophelia has been a major culprit. Strong winds fanned the flames which ripped across the Iberian countryside, left tinder dry by an unusually hot summer and early northern autumn. Officials in Portugal and Spain say arsonists are responsible for some of the blazes. The head of Spain's Galician regional government, Alberto Núñez Feijóo, has described arson as another form of terrorism.
Galicia is tired of seeing the arsonist activity not recognised as what it is, when what we are talking about is another form of terrorism, the arsonist terrorism, and we don't want any kind of terrorism in Galicia. The arsonist terrorism not only destroys our natural patrimony, but also puts our lives at risk.
Spain's Interior Minister Juan Ignacio Zoido says some of the arsonists responsible for the fire have already been identified. Police say they could face up to 20 years in jail if convicted. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has visited the region and agrees some of the fires were deliberately lit.
We are here in Pasos de Borden, where there has been a big fire which began at 1 a.m. at five different points. So as you can see, it's impossible for this to be triggered under natural circumstances.
Three people died in the Galicia region. Two of the dead were women found inside a burnt-out car. The third was a man in his 70s, killed as he tried to save his farm animals. Mr. Rajoy says his government will offer all the support needed to the regional government as the firefighters continue to battle the fires.
The government wants to be here, wants to be close and near to the many people that have lived through so many problems throughout this time. Whatever help is needed, we will send. And I will make that pledge publicly with the regional president, because this is our obligation. I have to say it in front of the local government and all Galicians.